here's a story from The World.
In the not-too-distant future, a play, perhaps even a musical, will be written about the pandemic and the times we're now living through. But until that day comes, when new productions are allowed back on stage, theaters on Broadway, the West End, and elsewhere remain dark. The impact that COVID restrictions are having on the theater scene in London is discussed in this week's edition of The Economist Asks podcast.
In times of crisis and depression and recession and war even, it's always theatre that's been on the cultural front line.
That's Sonia Friedman, a London theatre producer behind West End hits such as Harry Potter and the Cursed Child and the Book of Mormon. Sonia spoke to Anne McElvoy, host of the Economist Asks podcast, and Anne now joins us from London. And for those not familiar with Sonia Friedman, tell us a bit more about her and the impact she's had in the world of theatre.
Oh, she's one of the grandest of grand fromage in theatre, both in London but also on Broadway. A lot of what she does crosses the Atlantic and indeed goes around the world. So she had 18 productions globally on when March came and the pandemic hit and theatres had to start closing. As you mentioned, Carol, she's behind The Book of Mormon, she's behind Dreamgirls, and one of the biggest grossing shows in theatre history, which is Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Also a lot of serious theatre as well, or I should say spoken word theatre. I'll get into trouble with musical theatre fans for that. But she's basically never been away from theatre for 20 years. She's a huge footprint.
Wow, that's an incredible career. But as we all know, things changed drastically for her and so many other people last March. Theaters went dark, and no one really knew how long it would last. What did Sonia share with you about how the shuttered theaters have affected her emotionally?
She was very open about that and also quite emotional. You can imagine she's seen as a bit of a tough cookie. She comes from a great musical theater family. The show must go on, all of that. She said to me that she had a production called Leopoldstadt, written by Tom Stoppard, a very famous British playwright now in his late life. It had just opened, very much expected as well to go off to Broadway afterwards, and had to close. And she sat down outside the theatre one day when she'd gone in to collect something. And she said that she burst into tears and she realised this is a place where she tended to hang out with the actors and directors, have a cup of coffee, sitting outside the stage door. And she said she'd struggled on till then for about 12 weeks in the pandemic and then it hit her.
It wasn't until about June or July where I realised how much I was struggling. It was once the main restrictions had been relaxed. I think while we were all, as a world, shut down, I was coping and I had a very clear focus every day and I had a reason to get up and I had a job to do. Once we started to unlock and I started to walk around London and see the emptiness and see all my theatres and all our theatres dark, albeit we remained optimistic and we left our lights on, I started to struggle. And I started to struggle with the uncertainty. I mean, I work in a world where, particularly if you're a producer, it's all about control and controlling who does what, when and how and a date. And before the pandemic, I could tell you that in 2 years' time at 7 p.m. on that day, that show's curtain would be up because we have very rigid schedules that we stick to and we have to in order to hit all our deadlines and to have all that wiped away from you and to have everything you believe in and all the stories you love getting lost in and all the pain and the angst and the terror and the fear around you from all your co-workers and the artists in particular who did not know what to do with themselves, it eventually builds up. And I don't think I broke down in tears until probably about 16, 17 weeks in. And once I started to let go, I haven't really stopped, to be honest.
That's London producer Sonia Friedman. She's this week's guest on the podcast, The Economist Asks. And you spoke to Sonia, and we can hear some of the emotion in her voice of the impact of the closure of the theater productions. But there's also a cost factor here. Where do things stand financially for Sonia, the West End, and theater in general?
You have to remember that hers is one of the most successful independent production kind of houses and companies that there is. And they have good reserves and they can afford to mothball productions, as she says. But she says, in terms of revenue that would have come through the door had it not been for the pandemic, you're talking about £90 million, which I think it's just under about $100 million, isn't it, at a present exchange rate. So that gives you a sense of how many jobs are involved, what kind of investor risk is involved. And it really will go on until these houses can open again. She doesn't believe that there is a sort of distanced rule that can work for commercial theatre at the scale that she practices it.
Wow. What are the realistic expectations for theatre in 2021? I mean, what's Sonia planning to do?
All hopes are on the vaccine. That's certainly true, whether you're planning to open on Broadway or in San Francisco or in London or in Tokyo. And she thinks that there could be a chance of getting theatre up and running again from the middle of the year, the early summer, if that vaccine can be rolled out very fast. She made a very interesting point, which is a lot of productions are then all going to go on at one point, clamouring for the same audience. And what it needs is the confidence of audiences to want to go back. We're all missing the theatre, those of us who are devotees and love it. But will we go back and will we take our elderly mum with us? So I think there is a lot of confidence that has to be restored. So the vaccine really is the key to all this. Anything else, she's hoping to put something on before Christmas in London, as she says, to lift spirits if she can kind of get away with it under the rules. But it's not commercially viable. Commercially viable theatre across the Atlantic, not till the middle of next year, possibly beyond.
Anne McElvoy, host of the Economist Asks podcast. To hear more of her conversation with Sonia Friedman, check out the Economist Asks wherever you get your podcasts. Anne, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.